The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 4th, 1977, in Bombay, India.
Our honor, the mission is to re-establish the division of the society according to...
But sir, even without we dividing them, to tell the truth, nature has divided it.
No, nature has divided it. But we are taking the post of some position without quality.
That is what you say, that the Shudras have come in possession of the power and government.
Yes.
They are real Shudras. They have got that quality of governing.
What can be done? There is no Kshatriya.
They come for themselves, they are not for people. Lords.
There is no Brahmana in the society.
If they are there, you know, they are not heard of.
No, they are not. Just like we are created with Brahmana all over the world. Not many, but some of them. There is at least one ideal class. But the modern societies, they do not want Brahman. Neither anyone is interested to become a Brahman. That is animal society. You cannot ask a dog, please come here, I shall train you as a Brahman. That is not possible.
Our mixing up with the Western type of society is in voice.
At least then we don't speak.
We have actually imbibed that spirit of social, arrangement or management. Otherwise, up to the other day we were well, classified social orders. After doing last 50 and 100 years, perhaps we have lost our real mind.
It is necessary that in this society, all classes of man must be there. Then it will be in order.
The classes are
order.
The classes are complementary to them. That is right. Classes are complementary.
Yes.
The highest evolved man, the brain trust of concrete, has got to be poor and has to be protected by other men. That is the highest. Otherwise, if a man with the brain becomes rascal, that is what is happening today.
They are called duskriti. They have got merit, but engaged in sinful activity. That is called duskriti. Kriti means meritorious. Duskriti, they are now, the education is there, but their brain is misused. That is called duskriti. That's why they do not believe in God. Big, big men, they are nirakarvadi.
This kind of education is no education. The education that was really imparted by Vishnu.
Education, and this is craftsmanship.
I had an opportunity to speak on education in the University of Bombay as a member of the Senate. And all the members of the Senate and syndicate said, well, we could not help it because it has been so planned by the government. This is not the education that we need. We are just giving them instruction how to read and write. The real education is the education of the mind by which you can discriminate what is right from the wrong and follow the right. That is what was the education given by the ancient Buddhists. Modern universities are humbug things to me. The way I observed the University of Bombay working for 10 years as I am a member of the Senate is humbug. Curriculum is humbug, management is humbug, everything. Mode of examination is also like that.
Because they are not conducted by really educated.
The education that has been actually put in practice in India by Macaulay was just to prepare people to run the institution.
That is Giriraj.
Giriraj.
Can I call him?
Yeah.
He said, Giriraj, that there is some declaration by Vinoba Bhave that I am now going to retire.
You?
Vinoba
retire.
Completely, and now I shall endeavor for moksha. So, that means till now he was not on the liberation platform.
Yes, he is Vinobaji, really a Brahmin.
Yes, I know that.
Truly a Brahmin.
That may be. Brahman is Satogun. That may be. But that does not mean liberation. There is knowledge. At least he understands what is liberation and what is not.
Knowledge put in practice is, I mean, Vijnan. Jnana, Vijnana, sir.
So, if he's trying for becoming liberated, it is understood that he was not liberated.
He must have been disillusioned by all this. He has really done work in this way that anybody could be disillusioned.
Now, our point is that if you are not liberated, how you can become liberated? Leader.
Yes.
That
but
is cheating.
But he doesn't have to, right? There is no adhyatmita. Yeah? The political, socio-political, what you can call it some, I don't know the problem.
Our point is that if you do not get knowledge from a liberated person, that knowledge is useless. That is cheating. Just like a child, if he takes your direction, he's liberated. And if he acts according to his childish nature, then he's conditioned. If you take Krishna's instruction, then you are liberated. If you manufacture your own idea, then you are conditioned. Child is not actually liberated, he's child. But because he takes blindly the direction of the father, he's liberated. That is Mamevaja Prabhupada. Anyone who has surrendered to Krishna and is strictly following Krishna's service, otherwise not. If he manufactures idea, then it's coming.
This is what Sarvadharman Parityaja.
Yeah. And it is very easy. Then henceforward, I shall simply follow what Krishna says. That's all. You become liberated. It is 1 minute's task. Simply to decide. No more mind concoction, mind imagination. Then he's here.
But this decision, all these things, is done by the mind, which has got all
mind
the
mind may be,
vastnas of the past birth.
If I ask the mind that you cannot do anything except for Krishna's sake, then you are liberated. Very easy. We are doing this thing. We are not liberated. I am not liberated. But I am presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's all. That's my duty.
So you mean Sveshya Karmani Avirat Sanskriti Mahatma? That is your duty you have taken. That is what you mean, as you say.
That verse is very important. Mami was a perfect danger. Maya was a perfect danger. As soon as you become fully surrender to Krishna, pure liberation. Not a liberated means one has to grow four hands and eight legs, no. Simply you have to change the consciousness. Henceforward, I shall act only as directed by Krishna. That's all. You are liberated. It is one minute.
How you get that direction, moment by moment, hour by hour?
By his representative, by his words, there present. What is it difficult to get his direction? One who has seen, one who has understood Krishna, take direction from him. He is my representative. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. If you get a right guru, then you are liberated. If you follow the direction, if you want to please him, jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad, then you are liberated. Otherwise, what is the meaning of this? Mamevaja prabodha. There is no need of waiting for liberation. As soon as one surrenders to me, he is immediately above the platform of Maya. Ahamkara sadbhukva brahma. So, what was the Vinoba Bhave's statement published in the paper?
That he's not going to give any more public lectures, and he's not going to give any more advice to any institution.
But now he's thinking that is useless. Otherwise, he says like that. And moksha is going to
drive for moksha. Yes, he's saying that by reducing these activities, he wants to get moksha.
So, our point is that if he was not on the platform of moksha, liberation, why did he waste his time by spoiling himself and by spoiling others? Now he has come to his senses, that is good, but it is to be understood that he simply spoiled his time and spoiled others' career by misleading them. Thus, without being liberated, nobody can guide anyone. That is useless. That is andhagathandhai rupuniyamana. If you have no eyes, then how can you lead others? If you are blind and they are blind, then what is the use of becoming their leaders? Actually, all the so-called leaders and scholars, they are blind themselves and they have become big, big leaders. That is the misfortune of the present world. And therefore, our proposition is we take direction from Krishna and his representative. That is all. Try to understand this point. Our system, parampara system, is that I am just like disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. I don't say that I am liberated. I am conditioned. But because I am following the instruction of Bhakti Siddhanta, I am liberated. This is the distinction between condition and liberation. When one is under the direction of a liberated person, the same thing, electricity. The copper is not electricity, but when it is charged with electricity, if it is touched, there is electricity. And similarly, this parampara system, the electricity is going through. If you cut the parampara system, then there is no electricity. Therefore it is stressed somewhat. Sakalena mahata yoganasta parampara. The electricity is lost. These people, they do not. Now, at the bad end of life, they are thinking, if an intelligent person, what I have done actually. If one has sense, he should come to this understanding. By cutting some, dead trees, the civil disobedience began by cutting dead trees, is it not? Abhinava Bhava, he began his leadership 40 years ago by cutting Gandhi also, civil disobedience. So, this kind of leadership might have been little enthusiasm for the time being, but actually what people gain from this.
He thinks that at the last moment he comes to that stage,
That is very good, but we should know also that so long, whatever he had done, that is from the blind platform. So nobody has gained it. And if it was on the real platform, then sarpam api asya dharmasya trayati mahatvam. Krishna bhakti is such a nice thing that even there are many places it is confirmed that even a person in Krishna bhakti state falls down being immature. Now what is the loss there? What is the loss there?
There is no loss, as Krishna says.
So that is it. Krishna bhakti, little done. And what does he gain if he does not take Krishna bhakti and does his duty? What does he gain? Abhajatang sadharmata. Abhajatang sadharmata. He strictly follows his occupational duty. But he is not a bhakta. So what does he gain? Prakasadhanam charanam bhujam bhaye. Can anyone score these guys?
The bhakti, sir, the bhakti is your swakarmatam abhyaksha. If you do
the work, that is the beginning. That is the beginning. That is also bhakti. But bhakti means he must be conscious that Krishna is my Lord, I have decided. That is the beginning of it.
Unless he is not conscious, how can he do work for
it? Yes. That is the beginning. Then it becomes purified more and more and more and more by sari. Sevan mukri hi jivaga. Then he realizes his position. Samaya vasvaja. The more he advances in sevan mukri, by service, God becomes revealed to him. And then buddhi-yogam dadamita. Then as he becomes more confidential, then he is imparted buddhi-yogam, means bhakti-yogam. What is that bhakti jana? Jena mam upajanti. That bhakti yoga by which he can come back to me. Not back, bhakti yoga which he will remain here in this rocking place. Jena mam upajanti. Tisham satyuktana bhajatan priti yoga. Buddha yoga, vidanitam. He can deceive that buddha yoga. What is that buddha yoga? Jena mam upajanti. So this is required. This is the ultimate goal.
That buddhi of which you have left undone in the previous birth, God, with His mercy, gives you that buddhi exactly.
That buddhi yoga continues. If it is unfinished, unless that buddhi yoga is complete, one is then not alive. If one is not alive, he remains within this material world, very opulent position. Position like Indra, Chandra, Brahma, they are devotees, but not pure devotees. They have got some tinge for material enjoyment. Therefore they are given big, big posts. One has become Brahma, one has become the king of heaven, one has become the king of moon, planet, sun, planet. They are not ordinary living there.
You mean ananya bhakti, not ananya bhakti?
No, they had some tinge. By bhakti, I shall enjoy this material. And bhakti means anna vilasita sunno. I am not at all niskincha. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajano unmukam. They don't care for this Brahma's post or Indra's post. They don't care.
Bhakti as vichari. Bhakti as vichari.
Kaivallam narakayate. For a devotee, this Kaivalya Sukha of the Mayavadi in personality.
Just like that.
It is the hell. Okay. What is this matter? What is that? Who will understand? Bhakti is so exalted. Kaivalya Naratayat. And heaven, Tidasapura Akasha Pushpaya. The heavenly planets, they are will of the wisp. Dudant Indra Kala Sattva Patali. Karmi Jnani. Jnani wants Kaivalya. And Karmi wants heavenly
life.
And the yogi. Yogi wants to control the senses. He says that, yes, we know the senses are very powerful. Duddhanta indriya kala sattva patali, indriya. It is just like snake. If you play with snake, you do not know. At any moment, death is there by biting. So although these indriyas are like snakes, kala sattva, venomous serpent, but putkhata dhanatsa. We have what is called? Extricated. No.
Extracted.
The fans. What is it? The fans in the chakna. It may do like this. Similarly, for a devotee, the indriyas are dangerous. But because devotee, Rishikena, Rishikesa, they have engaged their indriyas. In the service of the Lord, the fangs are taken out. Duddhanta indriya kala sattva patali prakhata dhanastrayat vishyam purnam sukhayat. The whole universe for them is very happy. Everyone is saying it is very unhappy. For them it is very happy. Because he does not see anything which is not suitable for Krishna's service. Vishyam purnam sukhayat. Kaivalyam narakayat. Tidasapura akasa pushpayat. Duddhanta indriya kala sattva patali prakhata. Vishyam purnam sukhayat. The Vidhi Mahandyadis Chakichayat. the post of Vidhi in Brahma and Mahendra. What is this? Kitai. It is just like
birds.
Just like ordinary insects. He is also living in Chitai. He is enjoying in his own capacity, he is enjoying. Vidhi Mahendra is to Kitai. Jatkaranna katakha bhaivavata gaurami vastama. It happened so by the a little fragmental mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore I am offering my obeisances to Prabhupada Saraswati. The Dante India Palace at Papatuli put part of the style. Vishan Purnam Sukhayat Vidhimanda Vishakitai Jatkaran Katakha Vayavatam Tang Gaurami Vastama. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. A little mercy will render all this. So what will do now that he has not said?
Well, he just said that I will not follow religion in the traditional sense.
That means another country. From frying pan to the fire. Dharmena hina pasubhi sama. As soon as you give up religious principles, you are no better than animals. That means you will manufacture the same disease. I will not follow the traditional. This is their death block. That they always think that I am independent, I can manufacture my way, I can become happy in that way. They are always thinking. And it's in a meeting, hundreds of men clap that it is liberated. Now it is approved. Who is approving? And that is criticized by Bhagavatam. Sabir Brahustakari, Sangasuta Purusapus. These applaud, they are animals. And they are applauding another animal, that's all, big animals. Sabir Brahustakari, Sangasuta, these ordinary person, they are Pasu. And they are applauding. So the man who is applauded, he is another big Pasu.
Camels, asses.
Sabir Brahustakari, Sangasuta Purusa Pasu.
Just like camel and ass, Ahorupa Mahodmani.
It is very difficult. Harabha Bhaktasya Kuto Mahadhuna. They may speak all these big words, and they have no qualification. Only disqualification is that they do not accept God as supreme, and His instruction is there.
They may be accepting God as supreme, but not their own imagination.
That is their imagination. God is canvassing, yes, I am here. Matta Prataram Nanda. Why don't you think I am supreme? But this rascal will never be. And still they write Gita Prabhachan. Very dangerous. Gita is spoken by God.
Sir, have you read these essays on Gita by Arvindam?
He wanted to prove himself that he is Purushottam.
No, he is not Purushottam. He does not say that. Purushottam is really a reality in true sense and able to be attained.
But his disciples say he is more than
disciples are Arvindam, Sangha disciples are
Arvindam. That means why he has created such nonsense. If his disciple says something wrong, that doesn't mean he is also wrong. these people will never say that our Guru Maharaj is more than Krishna. They are not so nonsense. They will say, my Guru Maharaj is servant of Krishna and I am his servant.